Maseches Brachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. This is the last Mishnah of the Perek, and it returns one more time to discuss Tekanas Ezra, the rules that Ezra put in place. The one who's a Baal Keri, who had a seminal emission, is required to first immerse himself in a mikvah prior to saying Devar Mishnah Pekdusha, reciting the Kriya Shema, etc. Now, the topic of the Mishnah specifically is the question of if one is in a state of tumah, such that even if he goes to the mikvah, it won't relieve him of being tameh. He'll still be tameh for some extraneous secondary source of tumah. Is he still required to go to the mikvah because of Tekanas Ezra? Now, to understand this mishnah properly, one has to understand first and foremost that Tekanas Ezra applies both to men and to women. That is to say, just as if a man has a seminal emission, he must go to the mikvah before reciting words of Torah, so too a woman who has a seminal emission after having been with her husband also must go to the mikvah before saying the Devar Mishnah Kedusha. That being the case, the Mishnah will discuss now two different categories of people who are tamei and have a tumah that persists, let's say, for a seven-day period, such that even going to the mikvah in the middle of that seven-day period will not alleviate the tumah. The person remains tamei, and therefore the question is there any point or is there any requirement, according to Tekanas Ezra, to go to the mikvah after having a seminal emission when, in any case, the tumah will persist? The Mishnah therefore says, Zav Shira'a Keri. If a person were a Zav, that's a man who has an emission, a Zav emission, no translation in English for that. If he actually has two of these separate times, then he becomes now a Zav for 7 days. He has a Zav status and he's tummy for 7 days. If while in that status, Shira'a Keri, he has a seminal emission, the question is, must he go to the mikvah, even though he'll still be tummy as a Zav after going to the mikvah? And similarly, the second question raised is the case of the Nida Shapalta Shechva Zera, a woman who is a Nida, that is, say, she's menstruating. And once she starts to menstruate for the next 7 days, she's Tamea, she's in a state of Tuma. If, let's say, for argument's sake, prior to the onset of her menses, she slept with her husband, and now she's begun to menstruate, and now she is Paleta Shechva Zera, she emits some semen. She now, Tekanas Ezra normally would require her to go to the mikvah. The question is now, going to the mikvah for the emission won't help the fact that she will remain tummy because she is still nida for those 7 days. And the third case is the other way around. What would happen if first she had been a misha mesha? She's a woman who slept with her husband, and that alone would require her to go to the mikvah as per Tekanas Ezra, but she didn't. And before she actually went to the mikvah, even though she could have, shira'a nida, she begins to menstruate. Now, once again, since now she's begun to menstruate, for the next 7 days she'll be tamea, and the mikvah won't help. The question, therefore, is, must she still or he still go to the mikvah because of Tekanas Ezra? The answer is yes. Tzrich and Tevila, they must still go to the mikvah, according to the Tanna Kamma, who assumes that Tekanas Ezra is still in place. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, in such a case, that the Tevila, the immersion in the mikvah, will have no effect on removing the tumah. Ezra never intended that one would have to go to the mikvah, and therefore he exempts both the man who's a Zav, but the woman who is a Nida, from going to the mikvah after emitting semen before saying Devar Mishnah Kedusha.